Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Helping kids who might be dealing with mental health issues can be a daunting prospect for parents and teachers, but children's books that deal with mental health issues have become more common in recent years, and we're joined now by the author of one such book. Brian Ray is the author of a kid's picture book called Unraveling Rose that deals with the issue of OCD. It's described as a great way to talk to children about what happens when impulsive and obsessive thoughts get in the way of enjoying everyday life. Brian Ray, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks for coming in to talk about your book.
Thank you, Julie. It's great to be here.
If you'd like to add your voice to our discussion, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So first, tell me a little bit about your background. You're a film guy.
I am a film guy. I was just getting started in a screenwriting career and had the wonderful fortune to write a film for Disney with my screenwriting partner. And I discovered that I loved writing for children. And my screenwriting career didn't go anywhere, but I never lost that passion for wanting to write for kids. And that led to me writing children's books. And Unraveling Rose is my first published book.
So Unraveling Rose, tell me a little bit about it. What was the idea behind it?
Well, Unraveling Rose focuses on Rose. She's a stuffed bunny, and she deals with obsessive thoughts. And for Rose, that is a little string that dangles from her arm, and she can't help but pull at it to the point where she actually unravels herself, and it prevents her from being able to do the things in her life that she really enjoyed doing.
Like turning the pages in her
book, exactly.
Yeah.
She does put herself back together. The string's still there, but she, with practice, she learns that that string being there is not worth pulling at and getting in the way of all the things she loves to do.
So what made you want to write a children's book that had to deal with OCD and the mental illness angle?
Well, Unraveling Rose is my first book, but it wasn't the first story I wrote.
Okay.
But it is the first story I wrote that really resonated. And I think the reason for that is because Rose is very much modeled on my experience as a young boy. And also, I have two daughters, and one of my daughters has OCD as well. So there was a lot of truth in the story, and I think that's why it resonated with the publisher as well.
And I don't really want to minimize the actual mental illness of OCD, but we've all been Rose a little bit.
Exactly. That was one of the challenges of writing the book. I wanted to write a book that most people could relate to because I think we've all been there. We've all had things we worried about that maybe didn't warrant the kind of
– There's always been that little string.
Exactly. There's always a little string. But I also wanted it to be a book that if you're a parent with a child who you feel is at the beginning stages of OCD, you could use it as a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. So read the book with the kid, with your child, and then what if you have a kid that has some other things like just simple anxiety about test-taking anxiety or worries a little bit too much about things? Do you think that this might be a good idea for any child?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And also, if you are a parent with a child who's at the beginning stages of OCD, again, it's a great conversation starter. And I think what's important to remember if you're one of those parents is – that there is no typical OCD, which was another challenge in writing the book. I modeled Rose's behavior very much on my own as a child.
You would pull strings?
I had a need for perfection. I wanted things to be just so. And if they couldn't be, I created a lot of anxiety in me. I would get frustrated and it was difficult. And I'm of an age that – my parents did the best they could, but they really didn't understand. There was no understanding because it really wasn't talked about, especially in children.
You were just a particular kind of kid.
Yeah, right.
That's probably how you were viewed.
Yeah, they did a lot to assure me you did fine, everything's fine, but I just needed to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it until I got it, you know, perfect, end quote.
So how does reading a book like this – and by the way, it sounds like we're talking about a book that's totally clinical, but it's not. It's entertaining.
Right.
And kids will love it.
Thank you. Yes. That was my goal. The book can operate at the surface level, but it's there for a conversation starter if you want it to be more.
Yeah. And it's – so how do you feel like maybe a book like this is – would be able to impact those kinds of conversations and take them a little deeper or further?
I think it's a great way to – ask your child, have you ever had feelings like this? Or I've noticed that sometimes you do things like Rose does them. Do you feel this way? And if the answer is yes, it's a great beginning to getting educated on OCD. There's a section at the back of the book as well that goes into, if you're a parent who's looking for this, goes a little more in depth into OCD.
Yeah, I noticed those pages at the very end. Those would be the ones that are very parent-focused, saying like these are some things and here are some steps you can take and ways to continue this conversation in a way that is non-threatening and helps your child to kind of open up a little bit. Yeah. Is it hard for a kid to talk about that?
I think so. I think it's hard for adults to talk about it. There's still a lot of misunderstanding about OCD and I guess some stigma attached to that. Because you like to organize the shirts in your closet by color doesn't mean you have OCD. It's not about hand washing or germs. There are people with OCD that have messy rooms. So there's a lot of confusion about what OCD actually is.
Yeah, I believe that. I don't think people have really dived quite as deeply into it, unless, of course, they're personally impacted by it.
Right.
It seems generally kind of have a surface orientation with it. One way that might also be useful for parents is to take the story of Rose and then compare it to things that they do in their own lives to try to help get their kids to kind of open up and talk about things like they really fixate on certain stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me about the process of writing this kind of fiction. I mean, it's not incredibly verbose. I mean, you have a very tight amount of words and a short little attention span to work with.
That's right. That was the second challenge, is to accurately convey OCD, because there is no typical OCD. I didn't want to lean back on stereotypes, yet I had to communicate OCD in a sort of shorthand. So, you know, things like Rose needing to turn the teacup's handles to the right as a repetitive behavior was something that I used.
She was just so particular, yeah, about everything.
Yeah. So I did have to sort of – that was a challenge to get that into such a concise space that I could convey what OCD is without stereotyping or generalizing, but still being specific.
And without being sledgehammer subtle, right?
Exactly.
So this is illustrated by Shiloh Penfield. How did that collaboration come about?
I met her through a coworker, and I sent her the story. She was doing a lot of work in sort of graphic novels, and I just loved her style. And I said, would you mind reading this children's story that I've written? And she sent me back sketches, and I instantly fell in love.
And a chicken and an egg question here. You have a little rose with you. You have a little stuffed rose. Was the illustration done first or the little stuffed rose?
The illustrations were done first. The little stuffed rose was created by Shiloh, so she could come around with me and visit all the places that I go.
So not only does she work in pen and ink, she also does stuffed animals.
Yeah, she's crazy talented. She's great, yeah.
So what was the publishing process like? How long did it take from beginning to end?
Oh, good question. I think from the end – from finishing like really crafting the story and getting it where I wanted it to it being released was about 2 years, because it takes obviously time for Shiloh to do the artwork. And then, you know, for the publisher to format everything and get it off to the printer, it takes some time.
Where can people get the book before we run out of time?
It's available through the publisher's website, Schiffer Books, or you can get it online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, which is where I'll be Saturday, actually.
You'll be at Barnes & Noble this Saturday?
Mm-hmm. The 27th, I'll be at the Barnes & Noble at the Waterside Shops in Naples from 10 a.m. to noon.
Oh, we just referenced that same Barnes & Noble just minutes ago. Yeah. That's so strange. So what's next for you? Do you have more books coming down the pipe?
I do. There's a second book coming up next fall, and it deals with suppressing emotions and what can happen when you try to do that.
When you try to stuff it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
As it were.
As it were.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for this part of the show, but I want to thank my guest, Brian Ray. He's the author of the kids' picture book, Unraveling Rose. Brian, thanks for your time today and for such a great book.
Thank you so much.
When we return, we listen back on a conversation WGCU's Mike Canary had with IMAG historian Jim Powers about the man behind the road to the beach in Fort Myers, cracker cowhunter Jacob Summerlin. I'm Julie Glenn, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.